بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. لذا شرف وجعل الشيخ حضرت حكيم محمد أختر صاحب رحمة الله عليه ذا تايتل إز يين آم آهي سهر دي كتيه يين آم آهي سهر دي كتيه مدینے کی شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں، یا ان آم آہیں سحر دیکھتے ہیں، مدینے کی شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں، جسے آپ کا با خبر دیکھتے ہیں، اسے غیر سے بے خبر دیکھتے ہیں، جسے آپ کا با خبر دیکھتے ہیں، اسے غیر سے بے خبر دیکھتے ہیں، غلامی سے تیری غلاموں کا رتبہ، ملائک سے بھی فوقتر دیکھتے ہیں، غلامی سے تیری غلاموں کا رتبہ، ملائک سے بھی فوقتر دیکھتے ہیں، تجلی جو ہے سبز گنبد پہ ہر دم، اسے رشک شمس و قمر دیکھتے ہیں، تجلی جو ہے سبز گنبد پہ ہر دم، اسے رشک شمس و قمر دیکھتے ہیں، مدینے کا جغرافیہ دیکھ کر ہم عجب حال و قلب و جگر دیکھتے ہیں، مدینے کا جغرافیہ دیکھ کر ہم عجب حال و قلب و جگر دیکھتے ہیں، تصور میں آتا ہے جب سبز گنبد تو ایمان کو گرم تر دیکھتے ہیں، تصور میں آتا ہے جب سبز گنبد تو ایمان کو گرم تر دیکھتے ہیں، بفرت محبت بشو کے نظر ہم مدینے کے دیوار و در دیکھتے ہیں، بفرت محبت بشو کے نظر ہم مدینے کے دیوار و در دیکھتے ہیں، ابو بکر و فاروق و عثمان و حیدر، ابو بکر و فاروق و عثمان و حیدر، تصور میں ہم ان کے گھر دیکھتے ہیں،
ابو بکر فاروق عثمان و حیدر تصور میں ہم ان کے گھر دیکھتے ہیں جو روزے پہ حاضر صلاتی ہوئے ہیں تو پندار زیرو زبر دیکھتے ہیں جو روزے پہ حاضر صلاتی ہوئے ہیں تو پندار زیرو زبر دیکھتے ہیں جو جالے پہ صلے علا کہہ رہے ہیں جو جالے پہ صلے علا کہہ رہے ہیں اے اختر انہیں چشم تر دیکھتے ہیں جو جالے پہ صلے علا کہہ رہے ہیں اے اختر انہیں چشم تر دیکھتے ہیں یہ انعام آہے سحر دیکھتے ہیں مدینے کی شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں غلامی سے تیری غلاموں کا رتبہ ملائک سے بھی فوق تر دیکھتے ہیں پفرت محبت بشوں کے نظر ہم مدینے کے دیوار و در دیکھتے ہیں جو جالے پہ صلے علا کہہ رہے ہیں اے اختر انہیں چشم تر دیکھتے ہیں.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفى. اما بعد, this beautiful بیان of our honorable illustrious Dala Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi وقت تبریز زمانہ مجدد زمانہ حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ, presented beautifully in poetic form and teaching us how to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it is impossible to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without the love of the beloved of Allah, that is Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam, and a person who has an iota of the great position of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam, then naturally the demand of Iman is that he wants always begging, Ya Allah, let me be in the presence of my beloved and your beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How we enjoy coming to the majlis of our Shaykh. Then a person who is in Medina Sharif, he is in the majlis of the greatest Shaykh, our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat is saying, a person who has got Iman in his heart, then his desire to increase his Iman will want to be in the company and in the majlis of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And how to attain this? A person don't have to look at your outward resources, your money, your passport, your visas, all that is by the way. Allah Ta'ala will make intizam for that, provided you turn to Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat says, how to turn to Allah Ta'ala? Get up middle of the night and take deep sighs and beg Allah Ta'ala, O Allah, a useless servant like me, I also want to be in the honorable court of your beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to learn how to become your true slave and to strengthen my Iman. So Hazrat says, when a person begs Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala is Arhamur Rahimeen. Allah Ta'ala grants this gift to any servant of his who is desirous and is a talib-e-sadiq. So Hazrat says, Ya in'am ahi sahar dekhte hai. Now we see the great ni'mat of the size that Allah gave us tawfiq to get up at the time of tahajjud
and we were crying and making dua, Ya Allah, we want to be present in the court of your beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we see it here present. It's now I'm in Medina Sharif. How is it? Just is what? Just is the great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Hazrat says, Ye in aami aahe sahar dekhte hai, Medina ke sham o sahar dekhte hai. That now all of a sudden I'm shocked. I see this great, great bounty that Allah Ta'ala has left me through the gift that Allah granted me, the gift to get up at the time of tahajjud, at the time of sahri, and cry and beg Allah Ta'ala. And Ya Allah grants me this great favor that I'm seeing the beautiful evening, the beautiful morning of Medina to Munawwara. What a beautiful environment. And obviously, why shouldn't it be beautiful when the king of both the world, Sayyidul Anbiya, Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting there. So the breezes that are flowing past are extremely beautiful. And not just beautiful and enjoyable, it's full of rahmat. It's full of blessings. So Hazrat says, this is a great gift. But who will understand us? The lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why Allah has brought us here to learn how to gain this love of Allah ta'ala. We have to learn to love the friends of Allah. They will teach us how to love our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then we'll get an inkling of an idea what is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Hazrat explains that person who gets now the true love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and thus he is desirous of the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you find his focus in life is totally different. Jaise aapka ba khabar dekhte hai, usse ghair se be khabar dekhte hai. That oh Allah, and it's referring to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam also, that those who became your beloved, oh Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we see they have got an idea of your marifat, of your great position, then they are unmindful and they are not worried of the news of everybody else besides you. And those who come to know and get the marifat of Allah, and from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you see such people, all things besides Allah, they are unmindful, they don't even know about it. People will say, what? They don't know about the news. They don't know about the politics. But those things have got no value in their eyes. Because once you get a drop of the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a drop of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then where you got time to focus in all the matters of dunya, especially trivial, useless matters, and worse, haram matters like sports, etc., that is totally out of the question. So automatically you see a person, he doesn't know about the news of the world, but he knows of the real news of Akhirah. He knows of the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And such a person, what is his value? Ghulami se tere ghulamo ka rutba, malaik se bhi fokter dekhte hai. That now you learn from the greatest slave, Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the greatest slave of Allah, being the king of both the worlds, being the king of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. But yet Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has to be displayed to us and showed us practically how to love like the humble slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those that became the slaves of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that for the pleasure to become the true slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat says that you see their position. They are ordinary slaves, but the angels, malaika, who are living in the heavens, they are envying these people. What position they have got. They are slaves, but look at their position by Allah Rabbul Izzat. And we can't imagine the love that Sahaba radiallahu anhu had for Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When they became the true slaves of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the sense that following tooth and nail in the footstep of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which in reality is the command of Allah. And that was the love of Allah that penetrated their heart, that nothing else that diverted their attention. No kings of the world or anything, no wealth of the world diverted their attention. Whatever was the command of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which was directly the command of Allah, they were ready to give their heart and soul, their wealth and everything. And then Hazrat explains, a person who's got this reality, now when he looks at Medina Sharif, and the Allahu Akbar, the focal point of Medina Sharif is where our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting. And beautiful above that, a beautiful green dome has been made to show that this is the resting place of the kings of kings. And not only that, Allah Ta'ala has made this intizam, to show where the greatest blessings are descending is here. Tajalli jo hai sab gumbat pe hardam, usse rash ke shams o kamar dekhte. That we see Tajalli, Allah's very, very special focus, Allah's special noor, which we can't imagine, and Allah's special rahmat, which is every split moment on the beautiful green dome under which Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting. He said, Hazrat says here that we see that even the brightest sun, even the beautiful 14 full moon, they are envying. Allahu Akbar. Where is our beauty? After all, it is only through the splendor and the beauty and the sadqa of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the whole world gets its beauty. The sun gets his beauty through the sadqa of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The moon, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, resting right by Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One Sahabi says, 14th, oh beautiful full moon. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sitting on my side and I'm laying down. And I'm looking, is the moon, 14th full moon, more beautiful or the splendid face of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He says, I had to realize that undoubtedly, without the speck of doubt, the 14th full moon cannot match the beautiful splendor of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So a person who follows in the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like the friends of Allah Ta'ala, Allah makes them so nuraniyat. Allah makes them so beautiful that where can the moon and the sun match them also? So Hazrat then further explains, now the lovers of Allah, when they go to Medina Sharif, what is their outlook of Medina Sharif? And myself, when we go to Medina Sharif, we look at the modern Medina Sharif and we forget where we are. So much so that we think we're in Paris and London, or we think we're in our homes and watching the news and worried about sports. Hazrat says, when the friends of Allah Ta'ala, who has got the great love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the love of Allah, and their iman is just growing all the time, Madina ka geographia dekar, hum ajab hal kalb o jigar dekhte hain. Now they picture the original geography of Medina Sharif. That beautiful Medina Sharif, which today we can say the whole size of the Haram, that was Medina Sharif. And around Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, closes the house of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then as Hazrat explains, the other Sahaba rajul, their beautiful, simple homes. And how was Medina Sharif? Simple, but very, very beautiful. Most astonishing that Hazrat says, we see the condition of the lovers of Allah, their hearts and their lovers are splitting, they're in a different condition. That's what was the geography of Madinatul Munawwara. Today Allah Ta'ala save us, Shaitan has made that effort to distract us totally. But the friends of Allah, they don't get distracted. In the heart of all this attraction, it doesn't mean a thing to them. All these buildings, they just have to use out of necessity. But their focus is all the time on Rauza-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And imagining those beautiful small gullies, those beautiful mud houses, in where it was mud houses, but the noor of iman, the strength of iman penetrated the world from there. Hazrat says, tasawwur mein aata hai, jab sabz gumbat, to iman ko garam tar dekhte hai. That first we see from far, we see the beautiful sketch of Madinatul Munawwara. And then when we come closer and we imagine, and even here, as Hazrat says, that today we all know about zooming, let us zoom right into Medina Sharif. And that Medina Sharif of that time, just imagine, Hazrat says, when just the picture of Madinatul Munawwara comes into my heart, and I imagine the beautiful, splendorous green dome of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then I just feel my iman is just getting heated up. My iman is just growing now. It's just getting full of heat that a person is now just anxious to become the die-hard lover. And as Hazrat teaches us, jis jagah mein bhi ho, jahan mein bhi ho, so taqwa salamat rahe, sunnat ki paaband rahe. That wherever I am in the world, O Allah, keep my taqwa intact. And keep me according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No excuses that now we're living in a modern time. We can't follow the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No, you must worry about the present condition of the kuffar, etc. Nothing like that. Iman has become strong and they realize only in holding firm onto the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Ta'ala's rahmat descends on the ummah. Then Hazrat explains that now that person whose iman is being now warmed up and it's now boiling, then what is his condition? How does he see Madinatul Munawwara? Bafarte muhabbat bashoke nazar, hum Madina ke darwa diwar dekhte. Then Hazrat says, what extreme love and what the anxiousness of the eye, just getting anxious to see the most beautiful scene. We see the walls and the beautiful gullies of Medina to Munawwara. We think of that time, the beautiful home of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And then Hazrat gives detail now, just imagine, take our minds towards it. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Haidar Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, tasawwur mein hum unke ghar dekhte hain. Now we see the beautiful homes of the greatest personalities, the Khulafai Rashideen, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, seeing his home close to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and how they all coming towards the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then we see the home of Hazrat Farooq Azam, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We see the home of Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a rich man, but what a simple home. Hazrat Haider, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that in our minds now we are focusing and we are seeing their homes. We are not seeing all the palatial buildings which is not palaces. There is nothing in there, all the view. Allah put the reality in my heart to realize that what are the buildings of this world compared to those simple buildings which had Iman, which had Noor of Sunnah in those houses. What were those homes? Jo roza pe hazir salatin hue, to pindar zehr wa zabar dekhte. Then Hazrat says, the friends of Allah, they see clearly with their eyes, all the outward kings of this world that are living in splendor, in pomp and glory, living in castles. But when they come to the King of Kings, Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when they want to present their salam, then they become watered down. In other words, they start shivering. They forget all their status. They don't forget that who we are, which prime minister I am, which king I am, all that they forget. And obviously, a person who knows, gets an iota of the marifat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the friends of Allah Ta'ala, the very, very beloved, and the beloved of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they who knew Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how they also shiver in front of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But their shivering is totally different from these people. These people realize that all the kingdoms in the world without the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is absolutely useless. And a person can be living in a simple hut, but he has got the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is living in the palace of this world. Jo jali pe salde Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke rak keh rahe hai, usse akhtar unhe chashme tar dekhte hai. Hazrat Hakim Sahab Rahmatullah Ali explains and says, now look at the scene. Whoever comes, even a person you see is an ordinary person, like he's got no sunnah in his life, anything. But whoever comes at the Rozai Path, in front of the beautiful Rosa of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and presenting his salam, As-salatu as-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, you just see tears flowing from the eyes of the people. All realizing that now we are in the presence of the beloved of Allah, where Allah's rahmat is descending. And Allah has not just descended the rahmat, Allah has made it such that if we think and in our hearts we say, Ya Allah, you sending your rahmat upon your beloved, and you brought me here, let even one true drop fall upon me, my life will be made. And not only that, Allah kept the doors open till today, that Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهِ. Those people who come to you, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and they seek forgiveness from Allah, and they ask you that, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, please raise your hands for this useless ummati of yours, and beg Allah Ta'ala to forgive me, Allah Ta'ala says, we'll forgive all those people. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we seek forgiveness and we beg Allah Ta'ala through the wasila of our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and our Mashayikh to forgive us and give us tawfiq to follow in the footsteps of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.